I'm Josie Briggs. I'm editor-in-chief of the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology. Each month, I'd like to highlight some of the exceptional papers that we are publishing. And today I want to tell you about an important study that appears in our July issue that deals with the problem of lost opportunities for kidney transplant. As you, our listeners, know, receiving a kidney from a deceased organ donor remains the best opportunity for improved quality and length of life for many patients with kidney failure. For failed kidneys, it's as close as we got to a cure. It's not a cure, of course, but it does do a superb job restoring life quality. And the journey for a transplant can be long, especially for minority groups, women, socioeconomically disadvantaged populations, and those with extensive pre-existing comorbidities. The new kidney allocation system advanced the estimated post-transplant survival score, EPTS, as a method to identify those, regardless of social characteristics, for whom getting a transplant would yield the longest survival. This was developed as a tool for preferential allocation of deceased donors with the lowest risk of failure in hopes of providing the most public health good for this critical, scarce resource. In this issue of JASN, we are publishing an analysis of registry data by Schold and co-workers. They found that fewer than half of eligible end-stage kidney disease patients with the top 20% EPTS scores were placed on the waiting list. I find this striking data. And the non-listed patients were disproportionately Black or African American, lacked commercial insurance, and resided in lower-income communities. In a forceful accompanying editorial, Gil, Butler, and Poe remind us that kidney shortages, of course, are a key problem in expanding access to transplantation, the key problem, many would say. But they are actually exacerbated by failure to wait lists. Skeptics may argue that because there are a limited number of deceased donor kidneys, increasing the number of patients with the highest scores on the waiting list will simply bump patients. But this, in fact, ignores the fact that ensuring all eligible patients receive kidneys actually makes the best use of this critical scarce resource, because these are the patients less likely to need repeat transplantation, and of course, more costly to care for if dialysis becomes necessary after transplant failure. So failure to waitlist all patients who would benefit from transplantation is both a disservice to the patient and a disservice to the entire community. I feel strongly that we as the kidney community should be concerned about policies that limit the number of patients who could benefit from transplantation and work together to address the failures in our system that result in the disparities so forcefully documented by Sheldon and co-authors. So thank you for listening to this, and I hope you find these studies as interesting and informative as I did. Thank you.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.